BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast for you. Sharon Osbourne's done it again on X Factor. We talk about people that cannot deal with confrontation on TV. Greg's on Real or No Real, a new week of bangers, and the latest on Strictly from Judge Rinder. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Good weekend, Chris.
Really good weekend. Really good weekend. It was my mum's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Mum.
Happy birthday.
And I was in Alton Towers at the weekend with my goddaughter.
I mean, I've heard amazing stories about this. So you were there with your old flatmate
as
well.
Yeah. So a nice family time. And
you went to CBeebies Land.
I did. And for the first time, I experienced In the Night Garden. What is that about? Yeah. What is that about? Yeah, Who wrote that?
This is the one with the characters, isn't it? I don't want to get the names wrong.
Is it a ninky-nonk? That's one. Iggle Piggle.
Macapaka.
I've learnt them all this weekend. I know, obviously, for a lot of you, this will be old news, but I'm just getting to the In the Night Garden party right now.
But I saw a video of you in the Postman Pat van. How was that for you? Because I know you've been a big fan for a while.
Well, yeah, for years. I did get told off, though, for going in the front. Jump in the back, mate. You're not supposed to be in the front. I was like,
So what were you meant to be? Just the cat?
I don't know, but they wouldn't let me go in the front. It was really embarrassing because there's a big line of people and the bloke really loudly shouted, "You need to be in the back, mate, not the front. The toddler can go in the front, you in the back." Oh, thanks. Sharon Osbourne had a bit of a mare again then, eh?
I mean, it's...
What's going on?
It's unbelievable how she is. This is her own act. Her own act, Scott.
If you remember this from last week...
Sharon, coming to you next. Name of the act you are sending home.
I love you guys, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to send Bellario home.
That was Britavio there.
Bellario.
But that's fine. That's another person's act she doesn't know the name of.
Also, that was that the first week of X Factor? So, you know, first day back, you can kind of excuse it a little bit.
You can excuse a Bellario here and there.
Bellario.
But doesn't know the name of her own acts and had to ask Louis to remind her. You must have seen this last night.
Horribly
I can't bear it. It's so awkward.
Sharon, if you would, please introduce your act.
Okay, everybody. Now is the song word from abroad.
Finland.
What's
her name? What's her name?
Awful.
From abroad.
Why would you say that as well? What an awful introduction.
What's her name?
The songbird from abroad.
Although Louis got form as well. Remember, he never used to know the names of stereo kicks. But there were eight of those.
Louis, I think you have got to know them better. What are their names, by the way?
Oh, Chris, Charlie, Casey, Barclay, James,
It's embarrassing. They're meant to have, like, the whole point of this show, right, is that they know their groups, they mentored them. I know no one believes that for a second, but isn't the idea at least that they sort of know the basics, know their names?
I also enjoy Little Mix and love Jesse's answer to Dermot's question about the lifeline that they've introduced.
I bet you're glad you didn't have a lifeline vote when you were here.
Oh my God, we would have absolutely been pooing ourselves.
Okay, good.
How good were Little Mix, though? Performing live, they are
awesome.
The best.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Do you know what was awkward on last night's X Factor performance? Is all the backing dancers had like people's names on the shirts.
Oh, I watched so.
If you spot your name on there, it was just like...
You know, Grimmy's been going on for ages about fancying the guy in his local kebab shop.
Yeah.
I was with him last week and he kept like scrolling through going, "Look, hot, obsessed." He asked Little Mix if there was anyone that takes their fancy in their local.
Have you guys ever had that where you've gone back to a shop or a cafe or a bar because you fancied a member of staff in there?
Yes, 100%.
Have you? Where?
A little noodle bar around the corner from where I live.
No way.
In the shopping centre. And every time I walk past, I'm like, oh, but the food's really good, so it's all right. But he's so sweet.
How often are you eating noodles in there?
I mean, I've only been a few times. I'm not that keen on Zeno. Like, when I'm in there, he is really hot. But I don't know.
Just 7 or 9 times a day.
Yeah. That's
it, really.
They were on with Grimmy this morning. I love those girls.
That's such a good question, though, isn't it?
It's a great question. Grimmy's back tomorrow morning from 6:30 when you wake up, and we'll see Little Mix at the weekend at the Teen Awards.
The Scott Mills Daily.
How good is Strictly this year?
I'm really enjoying it, yeah.
good level of... Well, there aren't many rubbish people, aren't there?
It's a good level, but also, no offence to yourself, but there are good people on it.
Yeah, a lot of good people. A lot. We're pleased to say he's still dancing. He's doing well. Hello, Judge Rinder.
Hello, Scott. Is Christopher with you?
He is. Hi.
Hello, Christopher. How are you?
Good, Judge. How are you, more importantly?
Not too bad. You looked very comfortable in that position last week doing the bum bongos, I have to say.
Oh, did you like it?
I loved it. I loved it. And you know what? What I was sort of marvelled by was just what a sort of almost seasoned professional Christopher looked in that exact pose.
I know.
You mean upside down?
Yes.
I just played his bum like you did last week with Oksana.
I know, it was amazing. Did it make the same sort of percussive sound as Oksana's?
Indeed. So how was it this weekend for you?
Well, it was all right. I mean, the problem is, you remember this, you sort of, you rehearse it, it goes so well. And then
you sort of do it.
And it's, well, no, actually, that's probably not true in your case, but in our case, it's true. And then it's sort of, I got the last step wrong. I got really dizzy, but I styled it out. It's just depressing. And the real thing for me is when you go at the end of the night, by the time I've got on, I've convinced myself the whole thing's going to be a disaster. Mm. So I was so nervous. And it was also interfered with because I was standing outside wearing lederhosen. Right? Wearing that all of a sudden, because he's arrived late, I'm wearing... Boris Becker walks in with his wife.
I saw that, yes. I saw him in the audience.
There's a fleeting moment where I'm wearing lederhosen and there's Boris Becker.
Yeah, it's funny how life changes, isn't it?
It really is funny. It's very funny.
Isn't it horrible going on like near the end, though?
It's the worst.
Yeah. Horrible.
It's the absolute worst. And I, by then, the problem is I sort of took off and we started. And it was as if there was no gas in the tank because by then I was just exhausted. So I sort of, I lost all of my energy by worrying about it.
Yeah, I found it all a bit weird, Saturday's performance, to be honest with you, Judge Rinder. Oh. I'd had a beer, and when I see you on the TV now, all my family, I was with my family on Saturday night, and they all gather round, which is lovely, because we all stop what we're doing to watch you.
Totally.
Found it all a bit weird.
No, I enjoyed the Bavarian thing.
The cow thing?
Yeah,
the cow. See, that cow, people don't know this, but they keep it backstage, and it does reappear.
Does it? It's the same
like,
cow.
Every other series, yeah.
I'd never seen it before.
No,
but I'm glad that you've got a keen interest in where they keep the farmyard animals.
They've got a cow and they've also got a horse, which was used by Jeremy Vine last year. It's all backstage.
Where?
Yeah, I think what you've got to pick up a little bit is, you know, the acting at the start of the
dance. Oh, no, I enjoyed it. It reminded me of some films that I've seen while on my own.
Yes, exactly.
What films?
Well, you know, we all know. Some of the acting isn't...
I literally have no idea what you're talking about.
You know what I mean?
This is a total miss. Just like the time you told me about your painting your house in Maidenhead. What are you talking about?
You know, those films. Adult films.
Yes, yes.
The acting was akin to that.
My acting?
Yeah, hello, I'm here with some pails of milk over my shoulder. Yeah. What can I do for you?
What? You mean there's a sort of pornographic version of Heidi?
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Basically, yes.
What are you talking about? You don't know there isn't.
It just felt a little bit saucy.
It wasn't saucy. That was sort of, that was rural.
Rural. Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It was bucolic. Yeah.
What's been your favourite outfit so far? Is this it?
I never thought I'd see you as a milkmaid.
My best outfit was, I think, I like the first week. It's sort of normal. Do you actually feel more comfortable?
Judge wear.
I'm a bit sort of, you know, dressing up now. I think, you know, there comes a moment where you're standing there and, you know, you get swept up into this world where everything that would be otherwise abnormal becomes totally normal.
Yes.
So you're sort of walking around for half an hour, longer hours, in fact. You know, remember, it's like the boredom. I was desperate for the makeup ladies just to do anything. So they sent me on an errand to Greg's. I went for chicken soup with Ed Ball.
In lederhosen.
No, not in lederhosen. No. No.
I did go to Jenny's calf in the red trousers off of the crab once.
Where's Jenny's calf?
Oh, it's a must for breakfast.
I'm going to try that. And there's a whole business, because you know what I mean? You sort of sit around for hours just sort of worrying yourself.
Yeah, but it's best to get out.
I've got no time to rehearse. I'm really stressed about it this week, to be honest.
What, you've got no time?
No, we're doing a drive. And, you know, I'm one of the few with sort of day jobs. really. You know, in fact, Naga's gone now, so I think it's just me who, actually, Leslie's filming. But, you know, I mean, we've got this afternoon, no time on Tuesday, no time on Saturday, just Thursday.
Oh, wow, that's hard.
It's stressful, actually, because, you know, it sort of makes you a bit, you know... But anyway, there it is. I mean, the main thing is all of the other contestants are rubbish. I mean, Danny, useless.
Yeah, awful.
Or, you know, and...
terrible.
But there it is.
Do you feel it's more competitive now at this stage of the competition?
Not yet, but no. It probably will become more competitive.
When I got knocked out, then I went back for, like, the show before the final. Completely different atmosphere.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. I can imagine. And, I mean, you know, the reality is it matters more to some people than others, I'm sure.
Indeed.
But, you know, you have to sort of keep it in perspective. That's interesting what you say. Yeah, it might be.
Everyone was friendly, Scott, when you were on, but there did come a point where certain people started to wind you up.
No, don't say that.
Judge Rinder, who would you say is starting to, just even if it's minor things, who is it and what are they doing?
I honestly can't think of anything yet or of any individual. What I will say is there's a lot of cheer before midday.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of this sort of, aren't you marvellous? It's so wonderful. Lovely to see you. And this sort of thing. And I can't summon up the energy for that sort of, you know, well, kindness before 1 o'clock.
Before one.
Do you know what I mean? It's all that sort of, oh, lovely to see you. And it's so great. And, you know, you can't possibly mean that. You know, you've been up all night doing the cha-cha and haven't had coffee. So it's not true. You know, and you know you really hate me. I don't know why you're, you know what I mean?
Who do you reckon will be out next week?
It's hard to say.
Isn't
I mean,
it?
You know,
how long before Ball's out, do you think?
I don't know. I think he's got, I think you know, you how long were you in it for?
6 weeks.
Well, there you are.
So we think 6 weeks till Ball's out.
I don't know. I think he's got a really good following. And I think this year is different. I think it's to the benefit of... This year, I hope, is to the benefit of people that have got zero dance experience.
He just got dance floor confidence that I wish that I had possessed.
You seem to be confident. You did your crab thing with the same level of confidence as his pasodoble.
No.
I'd say yours was better.
That's very kind. It's good to speak to you, Judge Rinder.
It's always lovely. Bye, Christopher.
Bye, Judge.
Bye, dear.
Okay, it's been fine.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
John Newman, Love Me Again on BBC Radio 1. Shout out to John Newman's gardener, who listens to this show a lot. Always texts in.
How do you know that? Oh, always texts in, yeah.
He says, right. I'm John Newman's gardener.
Yeah, but you don't believe that.
He likes to talk about it. Well, no, because I can see all the previous... See, here's the thing. If you text into Radio 1, we can see all the previous texts that you've sent. And what I find really weird is people that give themselves a different name each time. It's like, so you'll look back in the history, it'll be like, from Lisa, from Ian, from Wayne, from Tom...
But it could be people borrowing the phone of someone. But I know what you mean. It's most likely the same person.
I like the idea that staff of the rich and famous listen to us.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Anne-Marie with Alarm coming up. Shout out to any of Anne-Marie's staff that might be listening today.
Anne-Marie's plumber.
Anne-Marie's window cleaner. It's 2:15 on BBC Radio 1. You know, normally, do I smell good?
Normally you do.
I smell weird today.
And in fact, you know, a lot of guests come on the show and are impressed with how you smell. I always find that a weird conversation because sometimes when guests come onto the show, conversation's a little bit forced and insincere.
Why?
In the small talk section. Because obviously...
Well, the songs are playing and they're just waiting to go on.
Well, that bit. And also when people walk into the room. And generally when people walk into the room, one of the main things that they will say is how well you smell.
Not today.
Which I always think is a bit odd.
Do you know what I smell of?
What?
Multivitamins. You know, I've had a cold for ages, like fresh as flu, full on. And we've both been boshing the multivitamin tablets that fizz when you put them in water and rhyme with Waroka, haven't we?
Yes.
Have you ever sniffed one of those before it's dissolved? Absolutely disgusting.
Is it?
It's awful.
So what, you've been bathing in them, have you?
No,
popped
okay.
One in the bath?
So, you know, I carry my work bag with me.
Yeah.
It'd be an excellent bath bomb, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm
having
know if
an
that
orange
works.
Waroka bath.
Just whack a couple of those in there,
no,
see if
don't.
It clears up.
Don't. Right, so about 10 of these fell out in my work bag, and I had a spare T-shirt in there, and it was so minging. So I then put the T-shirt, which has been infected by the multivitamins, into wash with some other T-shirts. Now all of my clothes smell of multivitamins. And it's really not going away. And now everything I wear smells of a Barocca.
Really?
Undissolved.
Do you think it's helping?
It's horrible. It smells... It's a bit like when you smell... You know, like dog pellets? That kind of smell.
Lush.
Actually disgusting. I can't get it out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, everyone's got really hopeful news. You have to get an entire new wardrobe. It'll never go, the smell. Jess says, I feel your pain. I had some in my handbag and they fell out. Then my water bottle leaked on them and then they dissolved. Everything smells horrific for days.
Oh, it must have been really kicking off in your bag when that happened.
Oh, it's rancid.
Dropping a few Waroccas in
awful.
There and then the water spills. Imagine it. Oh,
it just
science.
Lingers forever. Constant smell of grandma's.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I had a good week last week on Bangers, but no 2 weeks are the same. Feeling good, Chris? Feeling good about this?
I'm feeling confident this week. Yeah, you won 3-2 last week. It was close, but you did win. You're right.
Now we're going to speak to someone called Thierry. Hello.
Hello.
Where
Bonjour.
Are you? Bonjour. No, he's not French.
Oh.
I'm on the way to Manchester.
Okay. And what do you do?
I'm a snowboard sales rep.
Oh, are you now?
Yes.
I've never been cool enough to do snowboarding. Do you know what I mean? You need to be a certain type of person, I think.
Well, it helps.
All right.
And are you, what are you doing? Are you teaching snowboarding then?
No, I sell snowboard products, so I go into stores and teach them all about the new stuff.
Cool. Okay.
Hot job.
And it is a hot job. And are you a snowboarder yourself?
I am, yeah.
Yes.
Are you in a snowstorm right now? Sounds
no.
it. No.
No, where? I'm in the middle of the countryside.
Okay, where are you, hon?
Just off the M62.
Okay, good. It sounds busy. Right, bangers. We've got a brand new week, and I, if you want it, can play this for you today. It's Hideaway by Kaiser.
I'm hearing the passion from him, Scott. That French passion.
Yeah.
All right, Thierry, you can have that. Or my banger has a certain je ne sais quoi.
He's not French.
It's Tiesto, Red Lights.
Oh.
Good Monday
once
banger,
again,
this one.
Once again, he's thrilled.
Allez, le bleu.
No.
I'm not French.
He's not French. Where are you from?
England.
Yeah, but where?
Nottingham.
Nottingham. Nottingham. Not the same. Okay, cool. Well, come see, come sir. What are you going to do?
Well, it's a tricky one. None of you have got any wet options this week, which is good.
Yeah, no, I've steered clear of the emo stuff this week, I think.
Yeah, it was letting you down a little bit, I think.
Have you got a favourite from these two, Thierry?
Well, they're both pretty good, but I've got to go with Chris on this one.
And he's back. Au revoir, Thierry.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Louise says, a win for Chris, a loss for grammar. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Because of run them red lights? Is that poor grammar? Note, we'll note that to Tiesto next time we see him. Also, Thierry wasn't French, says Liam. I know, we know that. Amy and Chester really enjoyed that today. Someone says, call the police, you've been robbed.
There's always, do you know what?
Call the police, it's always on now.
That's like when there's a live lounge and it's people texting going, oh, it gave me goosebumps.
It's the new one.
That's our equivalent.
It is. Call the police. Bangers is back tomorrow at 2:40. I'm not too down about it. It's only day one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The grammar police have been on now. Yep. Them red lights, definitely not good grammar, mate. I know. Also, as much as I love you, Mills, I always get wound up by you saying, I was sat. When you use the double past tense, I'll give over. You mean I was sitting or I sat, not I was sat.
Double past tense. I don't even think that's a thing, is it?
It is, I think it is. Anyway, he says his name's Alex, but it could be something different. Let me see if you've texted him before, because remember, I can see all of your texts.
We know who you really are.
Yes. Oh, you've never texted him before, Alex. Is that your real name, eh? Okay, coming up, we've got Shawn Mendes, and next it'll be Blossoms and Blown Rose, and Bruno Mars with 24K Magic as well. I saw your tweet earlier about your friend who can't deal with confrontation on TV.
Yeah, well, it's crazy. She just can't. It's frustrating watching TV if you're in the same room as her, because she will do anything she can to avoid the confrontation on TV, whereas I just want to watch it.
Do you know, I've got exactly the same thing with one of my mates. You know him as well, Dino.
Yes, right? Yeah.
He cannot deal with certain programmes. Like, if it's, let's say, I don't know, something even like silly, like Four in a Bed, where they have to work out how much to pay the hotel owner at the end, can't deal with it, actually walks out, or makes me turn it over if I'm watching it with him. I have a really fun life, don't I, watching Four in a Bed with my friend.
But it's the extreme reactions that some people have with it.
It's really weird.
I can imagine Dino's just like that.
Right, yeah, actually, I want to call him and let's try something, because I want to show you what I mean, what happens, right? So I'll try and call him in a minute and we'll find something really kind of confrontational, and you'll hear exactly what I mean, because he will not be able to deal.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I can really imagine you on a night out and this comes on. I can imagine exactly what would happen.
Yeah, mate, this is my jam.
It really is your jam. There you are in prison with some of your mates, and I could just imagine it.
Yeah, but you make it sound offensive.
No. I it's just so you, that track. Kadeko, Crank It, Whoa, on BBC Radio 1. I got my mate Dino on. Hiya.
Hey.
I notice you're doing this more and more. Why do you hate TV confrontation?
Well, basically it's become a bit of a problem. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm an actor and I get so invested, but I get too involved, and even though I know it's pretend, make-believe, I get so invested, I have to leave the room, or turn over the channel, or scream over it, like, la 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 la!
So, if we were watching TV with you, something awkward comes up, like, I could be enjoying it, you don't like it, so suddenly you start going, la 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 la!
This has happened to me.
Well, that's ridiculous.
It literally happens. So it depends on the level of cringe, but basically, the first stage is I will just silently turn away and look at the other person and not look at the screen. Yeah. And then the next stage is I'll be like, my breathing will go, and then eventually I'll leave the room and I'll just start shouting like, turn over, I can't watch!
Yeah.
Or I will turn over the channel. Yeah, it's really annoying. So I love The Office, but I have to like watch it in stages because it's so cringe. That's what I was watching with you, Scott, when I literally
we were watching The Office and I was like, I can't bear, you're going to have to turn it off.
I just can't turn it off now.
So what's bugging you? Is it confrontation? Is it stuff that's cringe? What is it that sets you off?
I think it's like the tension of it. So if it's something really in a really awkward situation where someone's like mega rude or completely unnecessarily hurtful, it kills me.
So you're on this show right at the moment on ITV, Paranoid, right? But how do you cope with it if you've got to do a cringe scene?
When you're acting, when you're filming, it's completely different because it's technical, it's broken down, there's no like full flow to it. It's very different. Again, there's like camera people.
And also you know what's going to happen.
Exactly, I know exactly what's going to happen. But when it's on TV, it's not in my control, and it's just like crashing slowly and burning, and it kills my heart.
Yeah, I get that. It's the lack of control, isn't it? And do you have to be a certain type of person to physically have this reaction? I mean, you're quite a passionate person, I would say, Dino.
Yeah. I guess it just says I'm a very, very invested audience member.
Can I play something to you?
Oh, God, okay.
Right, okay, so it's a woman that's a really bad loser on that show, Come Dine With Me, you know where they have to cook for each other?
Okay.
I think this might be your idea of actual hell.
Okay.
Okay, can I just play it and see what happens?
Yeah, play it.
I want other people to experience what I've experienced.
So before you do this, I would probably find what you're about to play is probably something quite cringe, right? I would probably just sit through it. I'd find it cringe, but I'd be able to sit through it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what happens.
Well,
okay.
Let's see.
So here's Heather. She didn't like losing on Come Dine With Me. Heather, right, okay?
Okay.
I don't believe this. I really don't. You put me fourth.
Aww.
No, seriously, I think you all have really put me, obviously, give me a low score.
Oh, my God.
And I'm really sad about that.
Someone's got to come fourth, haven't they?
No, because
Why is she saying this?
My food was better than any of yours. Seriously, I am so shocked that you gave me what you did. My presentation was amazing. And far better than any of yours. And I can't...
No, 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 no.
He can't deal with it.
It's too much. Who's this woman? She's a real person.
She's real.
She needs to be off.
You really can't deal with it.
I literally cannot bear it. I can't describe it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ciara's been on. X on the beach gives her actual palpitations. Sometimes has to leave the room or just turn it off. I know what you mean. They argue so much on that.
I like this text from Will in Glasgow. Scott, why doesn't your mate Dino go on come dine with me
and
do that when it gets cringe?
He would be like, la, 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 la. He wouldn't be able to do it.
But imagine him sat around the table there and an argument kicks off and he's got his hands over his ears just,
la, la, la. Yeah, that would happen.
It'd be amazing.
This happens to loads of you. Hi, Cameron.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Good, thanks. So even though it's just on TV, is the stuff you cannot bear to sit through?
Yeah, so obviously the Apprentice, that's one thing. And the one thing that I really, really can't stand is the American Office. And it's not because of, like, confrontation or anything. It's just the cringe factor, right, which is similar with the Apprentice, like when it gets really, like, catty and really just cringy. But all my friends love the American Office. And I said, right, I'm going to watch it. I'm gonna, don't want to be get FOMO. Watched the about first 3 or 4 minutes and then had to turn it off because it just made me cringe.
Loads of things making me cringe on TV, but is this the point where you have to actually run out of the room?
Yeah, most of the time I'm okay with a pillow over the face and then my hands over my ears till it stops and I get the all clear. But the American Office made me, like, turn it off, leave the room, go on a walk to calm down.
Are you being honest here when you say you put a pillow over the face? Like,
do you actually do that? I just can't handle it at all because it's like you know when something's so cringy that it kind of makes your tongue curl up and stuff. And I kind of go like, but then it gets so bad that I have to just like take myself away from the.
Loads of people are like this.
I understand that you can find things cringe. It's the physical reaction to it that some people seem to like. I don't believe it.
It really stresses me out. It really stresses me out. I'm like, no, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. And everyone around my house just laughs at me for it.
I've got a bit of a test for you here.
Oh, no.
And I just want to see if this is properly true. I mean, not that I don't believe you, but I happen to have... couple of minutes of the first episode of The American Office here.
Oh, no.
So can I test it on you now just to hear what the reaction is, if you don't mind?
I think this is insanely cruel, but I will play along.
Where are you at the moment?
I'm sat in a supermarket car park.
Which one? Tell us what it rhymes with.
Rhymes with Blesco's.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. So you're just sat in the car. Okay, so there's no pillows around for one, so this should be interesting.
No. There is a hoodie that I might be able to use.
Okay. All right, so just stay on the phone and enjoy The American Office, Episode 1, Series 1.
This is our receptionist, Pam. Pam! Pam, Pam! Pam Beasley. Pam has been with us for...
It's just his voice.
That's him.
Well, I don't know.
If you think she's cute now, you should have seen her a couple of years ago.
All
right. Any messages?
All right, was there anything you wanted to add to the agenda?
Me don't get an agenda.
No.
I'm sorry.
I didn't get any agenda. Are you going to discipline him or not?
Ooh, discipline. Kinky.
What are you doing right now?
Got my head in my hands. It's giving me night terrors. Or I'm just gonna. I think at one point I did think about hanging up.
You survived it though.
Yeah.
How are you on The Apprentice?
It's not great. When it gets a bit catty and a bit, I just can't be dealing with that.
Okay, let's see how you go with this then.
But you didn't offer any alternative ideas, did you?
I tried, I did see.
Well, I was there.
I just didn't. I says cleaning and hairdressing.
What have you, what did you, no, on that?
I mean,
that.
At the
no,
angle.
No, sorry, lads, not for me. Gonna have to go. Bye.
No, I'm having my say if I should say, darling.
What do you mean? Hello?
He's gone.
He hung up.
Is he hammering it up? Is he,
I don't know.
I don't understand how people can be so physically, like,
repulsed
taken
by
over.
It. I know. Yeah, he's definitely hung up. Thanks for calling in.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Greg.
Hello.
You okay?
Yes, good. How are you both?
Good. Does it smell odd in here?
That's all right. It smells like coffee.
Oh, okay. Well, there's no coffee in here,
we've
obviously.
We've not been drinking coffee in here.
No, it's on your breath. It's like a French teacher.
That's right. It really is. Black coffee.
Yeah.
I've had a spillage in my bag and it's all on my clothes.
I don't mean like a French teacher. My French teacher at school, Mr. Reed, always had coffee breath. Lovely always. Man.
It's not no, a very French name, that, is it?
No, it's not. He wasn't French. Wasn't it was fluent.
You don't have to be French to be a French teacher.
No, my mum's a French teacher.
That's right. No, if it smells slightly of Warrockers before they've been dissolved, that's why, because it's all over my T-shirt.
Oh, right. Okay.
Horrible smell. Minging. And here's today's Real or No Real with Greg James.
Every night before he goes to sleep, Dermot O'Leary kisses his bedroom window goodnight.
That's not one.
But does he actually? And if so, why? What a weird one.
I really like Dermot O'Leary, but I think he has a couple of strange habits which bug me a little
bit. Oh, here
we
go.
Go on then.
Right, but everyone's got these
kind
of things.
He does listen to this quite a lot, you know.
It's just only when I'm watching X Factor, there's two things that I've noticed that he does a lot.
Is it the twirl?
One, no, I don't mind that. Okay. One, he says the phrase, feel the burn, often, and I think it's the wrong use of that phrase. Isn't that when you're kind of in the gym and you've done a really hard session and you'll feel the burn?
Well, why? In what context does he use it?
Let's say Little Mix have just done a brilliant performance. He'll then say, feel the burn.
It's like... I hope you're listening to these presenting tips, Dermot.
No, it's not it's really not. It's just a couple of things I've noticed, right? And the other one is a hand movement, which is a kind of... He does this, so it's sort of raised fist. It's Saturday night, and it's like your arm at a right angle,
yeah,
and a sort of clenched fist.
Do you think that's an homage to the female boss?
Yeah, or those weird cats that you get in Teresa,
with the
Chinese
arm.
Cats.
That's right.
The gold cat goes...
Probably more an homage to the cats than to Teresa, eh?
Yeah, the cats.
Listen, two minor things. I think he's awesome. But it's just two things that, you know, when you see a show a lot, you start to pick up on these things, don't you?
I like the twiddle of the microphone.
I just think he's excellent. He's so good when you watch him. If you go to X Factor and watch him, he's so good.
Yeah, but he's the normal person in the mad circus. That's why he like watching
he
X
knows.
Factor.
He's very relaxed.
You know,
I like it.
It's a knowing nod, like, I'm trapped in the asylum as well, guys, with you.
Yeah, it's quite knowing.
They're all mad.
Yeah. Does Dermot kiss windows?
Having said that, yes. Probably. I think this is probably something that happened when he was a kid and you just don't ever grow out of the habit. Like, I still sniff sponges.
What?
And flannels. I quite like a mouldy sponge.
What? Okay, then.
So is this?
I guarantee there'll be a load of people who will be like, yeah.
Sponge sniffer.
Yeah.
Or a flannel sniffer.
Like a slightly one that's been on the bath for a bit too long.
Oh, okay. Well, you love my T-shirt today then. It smells exactly the same.
But what do you do? Do you like just
wet dog
on your face?
No, I just like the smell of it. It doesn't have to be that wet. It's just sort of damp and didn't. People will know what I'm talking about, but I still like that. It reminds me of being a kid.
Have you ever admitted this on the air before?
Probably not.
Okay.
For this real or no real,
I've
admitted
remind
worse. Me, did it, yeah, was it that he kisses his own window or kisses people's windows?
His bedroom window.
The window kisser.
So it's just here. He's not outside other... Right. I'm going to go...
The Window Kisser does sound like a Netflix original. Oh my God, have you seen The Window Kisser?
Oh my God,
it's like oh my God, you haven't seen it. Come if you haven't seen it.
No, I'm in series two of it already.
Oh my God, you haven't seen it. Oh my God,
oh my God, why haven't you seen it? Like, you've got a life or something, have you? When you see it? The Window Kisser.
I think this one
Season
is...
three is in production.
It's insane.
Okay. I think this is real.
Real. Yes. Real.
That one is real.
Yes it is. Dermot's had this superstition for ages and even remembers to do it after he's had a couple of drinks. Aww. There's a little kiss on the window there.
Why?
I don't know. I can't tell you that. And next.
According to new research, your computer keyboard is 20,000 times dirtier than a toilet seat.
Ugh. Oh, no.
I can believe it. I can believe this.
Yeah, I hate these kind of facts.
Because the toilet seat at home, you're quite... You really want to make sure that it's not disgusting. So it's the thing that you clean... A lot.
Yeah.
Like you just make sure that, because you know that's where the dirty stuff happens. So you're like, right, we need to get this clean. But the keyboard, any innocent looking keyboard, no.
Also, you can't get
this one
in
I'm
the
actually
gaps.
Next to now. Well,
look, if I just do this, look, I tap it out. Look at all that stuff that comes out of it.
And that says a lot about the person who uses that keyboard.
Look at it. Like nails. Fingernails.
Look, he's actually.
Don't, because I'm going to gag.
That's his nightmare. Right, so the guy who produces this show, he is his nightmare. He's one of these clean freaks.
Yeah, fingernails,
when
dust.
He just gagged. He actually gagged.
Like, and that's you, pubes. That's your keyboard there. Look at it.
Why is there pubes in it?
Oh God, this is horrible.
There's someone over there vomiting in the corner.
Right, some
you've got a wet wipe on the
here.
Go.
It's okay, antibacterial
but
wipes.
It fascinates me that really affects you like that, gagging away.
Yeah, well.
He's not well.
Wipe it up, don't worry.
He's not okay, hon.
Isn't that funny, though? What an extreme reaction.
I know. It's just talking about it. And when the nails and pubes fell out, that wasn't great for him either.
Well, it's never a strong look when that happens.
I used to do a game on the early breakfast show when I was on earlies. I used to guess whether it was from Joe Wiley's or Edith Bowman's hair.
Oh, he likes it. I'll be on next week.
Good game, huh?
Maybe don't use
hair?
Those two anymore. But we could do it as a different one.
Well, so what are we saying, lads, to the people of the UK right now? We're saying clean your keyboard.
Clean your keyboard.
And brush your
and
teeth.
And tip it out. Let's all just tip it out right now.
Real or no real, your computer is 20... Your keyboard is 20,000 times dirtier than a toilet seat.
Real.
It's very specific, so I don't think it's 20,000 times. I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Oh, of course it is. Researchers at CBT Nuggets... Where? discovered that common items, including your keyboard, contain more bacteria than a toilet seat. Really gross.
What about the mouse?
Mouse also not great, mate. Although the item that contains the most bacteria is your electronic ID badge.
Oh, it's around your neck.
It's around my neck right now. Lush.
Oh, gross.
I might give it a lick. And finally,
Demi Lovato is quitting pop to become a cage fighter.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, strong facts today.
Very strong.
That's a bit ho, isn't it? That was a weird one, but that was, you know, the idea of celebrities boxing or, you know, those kind of organised matches.
Ricky Gervais did it, didn't he, for Comic Relief?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember who he boxed?
No.
This is the biggest who ever. Get ready. Going to do a double who, both okay. of you.
Yep.
Anthea Turner's ex-husband, Grant Bovey.
Oh my God, he did as well.
And why did that fight come about then?
Why was it Grant Bovey?
I don't know.
Chocolate bars.
It was a Comic Relief, yeah. Really? Comic Relief thing.
It's a brilliant idea. And he trained for it properly, didn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know if Demi Lovato's doing that, but it's something we should seriously consider here at Radio 1. Can you imagine a sort of inter-DJ boxing match?
No.
No? No one else feeling that?
Not at all.
Come on, we've done everything else in the Life Lounge. We've had treadmills out there. We've had all sorts. Why have we not had a boxing ring put in there?
The thing is that I think they only did that Comic Relief boxing thing once because actually boxing's not very funny and because they take it really seriously and it just wasn't funny because you're just getting hurt.
Greg, there'd be such a demand, I think, out there for people to log on and watch me being punched in the face by you.
Actually,
I'm not joking.
Pay-per-view.
It could seriously do good numbers.
I think I'll
and I'm willing to take it.
Would you?
Really?
Should we box?
I'll fight back.
Of course. No. It'd be on BBC iPlayer, of course, for everyone to enjoy, as long as they've got a licence.
I don't really want to box you.
You've got the reach, though.
I've got the range.
You've got the range. I do remember there was a Radio 1 egg and spoon race once.
God, that's the... egg and spoon race is the opposite of boxing.
And the lady that wanted to win it, she was training for the Olympics, one of our DJs, didn't win. She lost out to DJ Spoonie.
Egg and Spoonie.
Spoonie would smash that,
surely. He completed it backwards.
The egg and Spoonie race.
Spoonie by name.
Real or no real, Demi Lovato is quitting pop to
Ridiculous.
Become a cage fighter.
No real. No, silly.
It seems silly quitting pop for that.
the safe haven of pop music.
Yeah.
Just stay doing that.
No real.
That one is real.
Well, in a recent interview, Demi revealed that she has been trained in mixed martial arts and has been begging her trainer to take part in a real MMA fight. Jay, the owner of Demi's MMA gym, said that she can throw elbows better than most of the MMA guys that come in here.
Wow.
Watch out. At the end of that round, real or no real?
All right, I got 10. Greg, you've got 20. You win.
Yeah.
What's on today, my darling?
Today, we have the official chart update, 10-minute takeover, and Russell Howard is my special guest at 5:10 today.
Yes. Okay, Robbo in Reading's been on. Let's just see how the producer reacts to this. Just done the thing with this keyboard, right? A moth covered in crushed crisps came out. Oh, he's heading to the bin again. The Scott Mills Daily. Tomorrow at 1:45, we are back on with Joe Sugg and Casper Lee playing Innuendo Bingo. Scott Mills.